The Fresno Philharmonic Orchestra has a big task ahead of it, selecting what will soon be its 8th musical director in the history of the orchestra. Here to tell us more about the process and the upcoming season, which begins this weekend, we have Stephen Wilson of the orchestra, who joins us now. Stephen, welcome.
Thank you very much, Joe. It's great to be here and great seeing your new studios. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. Also, congratulations to you, as this is a very big time for the orchestra. You have 6 candidates who are about to visit Fresno over the next 9 months or so to perform with the orchestra, to do all sorts of community events, and it's really the audition process to find out who will be the next conductor and music director for the orchestra. How did you get down to these 6 people? Let me start with that.
Right. Yeah, this is actually, this is the final and very public phase of a search process that's actually been going on for quite a while. We opened the search back in March of 2015, and we received 105 applications from conductors from around the world. It was a very large and very impressive pool of candidates. Our search committee then started working behind the scenes to winnow that field down to, we had determined that we were going to have 6 finalists because that's the number of Masterworks concerts that we typically do in a season. The search committee is made up of members of the board of directors, members of the orchestra. We also have one outside representative from the music department of Fresno State, Dr. Anna Hamry. And so they worked very hard reading through 105 applications. We then went through review of video of the candidates conducting, and we did eliminations to get the field down to a semifinal group of, I think it was about 15 or 16 candidates who we did Skype interviews with, and from that group then we chose our final 6.
So what are you looking for in the next conductor, in the next music director? If you had to talk about this person as if they're behind a curtain, sort of your ideal candidate.
Right. Well, first and foremost, a great conductor and musician. That's absolutely non-negotiable. That's the one criteria that everyone agrees on. And so that was something that's absolutely something that we are looking for. I think beyond that, we're looking for someone who can articulate a compelling artistic vision for the Fresno Philharmonic, particularly as a 21st century orchestra in this community. We are also looking for someone who is an effective advocate both for our organization, but also too for the art form as a whole. Someone who can speak to the challenges of presenting classical music and trying to get people interested and enthusiastic about what we're doing, who might not have thought they were. And so that's, I think those would be the key things. And I think, in terms of internally looking for someone who, we think will work effectively with our board, staff, with the musicians, will work well in this community.
So how does the process exactly work? Because you have to take great lengths to be fair and be equal with all of these, even though that they're spread out over 9 months and in different circumstances, they aren't all performing the same concert or the same works with necessarily the same musicians in the orchestra even.
Yeah. I guess that started initially with the planning of the schedule for the season and the programming process. Put together our concert calendar as we normally do, getting our dates from Saroyan Theater. And then we gave all of those dates to all 6 candidates and asked them which ones were they available for. Then in the meantime, we contracted guest artists for each of the concerts. And so that was in a sense a sort of blind process. So then as the candidates were matched to a concert date, that's what paired them to a guest artist. And then at that point, we asked them to submit proposals for 2 concert programs, using that particular instrument for a concerto. And then after receiving those, then we assembled the season out of that. So that was so to try to have a a programming process that allowed them to obviously to choose what their programs would be, but also to be able to assemble a season that would make sense, that we didn't have, you know, four Shostakovich symphonies or something like that. So that was the initial part of trying to set up this process that was going to run from October through April. Other than that, we then tried to set up a sort of template schedule for each week that the candidates are here, which is pretty similar. It's actually they're all going to be doing, you know, very, very similar things. There might be slight variations, but I think the key approach that we were looking for is to try to set up for them what would be a typical week for a music director in Fresno, the week of a concert, so that we would have media appointments, meetings with donors and subscribers, obviously rehearsing and preparing a concert, and so that we would get a chance to sort of see them in relatively real circumstances. How would they work doing this job here?
Sounds like quite a jigsaw puzzle to put together and make it all work.
Yeah, it was quite complicated. It took a lot of planning across our whole organization, and obviously a lot of communication with the candidates. But now that we're actually here, and as I look at it and how it's laid out, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think it's going to be really exciting for our audience to kind of see this, to get the chance to meet these six amazingly talented conductors. And I think it's going to be now that we're here on the brink of it, I'm really, really excited.
I want to get to the program of all the concerts, and specifically the one that's coming up October 2nd with Samir Patel and guest artist Gabriela Martinez in just a moment. But before we do that, one more question on the candidates. One interesting thing about Maestro Cuchar when he was with the orchestra is he worked all throughout the world, but he kept his home in Fresno. Would you anticipate that you would see a similar arrangement with a future conductor? Would you want the conductor to have their home base in Fresno? Because almost all of these people have many other jobs throughout the world.
Right. Well, it's certainly the case that whoever the next music director is will be spending a significant amount of time in Fresno, whether or not that's their primary residence. And because the various candidates are in very different situations in terms of where they are currently living, where their other positions are now, we didn't set a hard and fast rule saying that it was necessary immediately to become a resident of Fresno to take the position. There are lots of ways of managing that. And I think the key thing is that regardless of where else a candidate may be living and working, that certainly we will hire someone who has the time and space and inclination to spend enough time here to be a real presence, and also I think a real leader in this community.
Now, we plan to have all of the candidates on air here at Valley Public Radio, so our listeners can learn a little more about them. Tell us about Samir Patel and this first concert that's coming up on Sunday.
Yeah, well, Samir Patel is a very, very exciting young conductor who's currently the associate conductor of the San Diego Symphony. He was assistant conductor and has just within the past week or so been promoted to associate conductor. Prior to that, he had been associate conductor in Fort Wayne, and he grew up in Michigan, and so is definitely one of the up-and-coming young conducting talents in this country. And he's assembled, I think, a wonderful concert program that's a really terrific opening to the season. What I liked about his program proposal is that he's starting the concert with a work by a contemporary American composer, Jonathan Leshnoff. And so that's a piece called Starburst, which was written several years ago, but I know is being performed quite a bit by orchestras across the country. And so I think that's really terrific. That I think that meant a lot to him to signal immediately he wanted to, you know, program something by a contemporary composer. And then the program we have Mozart's Piano Concerto Number 20, a work that hasn't been performed by us in many, many years. And so I think that's just terrific to be doing a Mozart Piano Concerto. And then Sibelius's wonderful Symphony Number 2, which is just a great romantic masterpiece that I think you know is just will really show off the orchestra well, and will definitely show off Samir's talents as a conductor.
And you go from there to another concert in November, November 6th, featuring Camille Saint-Saëns's Organ Symphony.
Yeah. Again, another work that hadn't been performed here. I believe it has been performed in the past, but quite some time ago. That's interesting, too. One of the aspects of the programming process, we did send all of the candidates a list of what repertoire the Philharmonic had performed in the last 15 years or so. And so I think a number of them really looked for pieces that maybe hadn't been heard in Fresno in quite a while. So that's a work that presents an interesting production challenge for us. We will be bringing an organ into the Soroyan Theater, and so that's really exciting. And so that'll be, a great sort of sonic experience for the audience.
And that's with conductor candidate Daniel Meyer, and also performing works by Beethoven and Shostakovich. Then you continue, as we only have a few minutes left here, continue on January 22nd with Alexander Micklewaite.
Yeah, and Alexander, he's again also chosen to have a work by a contemporary American composer, Mason Bates's
Mothership.
Mothership, yes. So that's another really exciting, very accessible piece of contemporary music, and then finishing up with the Symphonie Fantastique, which will again be another sonic blockbuster.
Definitely, and then a concert of American composers coming up with the event February 19th, and you've got Gershwin and Copland headlining that one. Tell us about your candidate.
Yeah, and that's the conductor Aram Demirjian, when he applied for our search, he was associate conductor at the Kansas City Symphony and has just recently been named as music director of the Knoxville Symphony. And so again, another very much up and coming young American conductor, and he's chosen again a wonderful and I think somewhat unusual program that he we threw him a clarinet soloist, the wonderful Anthony McGill, who's the principal clarinet of the New York Philharmonic, and so Aram sort of built the program around Copland's Clarinet Concerto, which is a wonderful, very jazzy piece, and so it was really nice to then put Gershwin on the program and then a symphony by Dvorak, who also has very strong connections with American music.
And we have two more to go here. March 19th, this time featuring the music of Tchaikovsky and also Beethoven's Piano Concerto Number 5. Tell us about your candidate on that day.
Yeah, and that's Ray Hotoda, who's associate conductor at the Utah Symphony. And again, her program opens with another contemporary piece by the Chinese-American composer Zhu Long, The Rime of Taigu, and then has the Beethoven Emperor's Concerto with Shai Wozner, a pianist who's played with the Fresno Philharmonic before and has appeared on the keyboard concert series at Fresno State, a wonderful pianist, and will just do an outstanding job with the Beethoven, and then the ever-popular Tchaikovsky Number 5.
Yeah, and then you close out this season of Masterworks concerts with works by Antonín Dvořák, Ravel, and Stravinsky, and a name that has actually performed with the Fresno Philharmonic in recent years, and your candidate, José Luis Novo.
Yeah, José Luis Novo, who appeared as a guest conductor with the Philharmonic two seasons ago, and so then I guess was positively enough impressed by the orchestra that he threw his hat in the ring as a candidate after that. And so he's assembled a program which has has an interesting thematic interconnection that it's pays tribute to the 150th anniversary of the painter Marc Chagall. And so doing several pieces that Chagall either designed sets for opera productions like The Magic Flute or Stravinsky's Firebird, and sort of making a sort of connection to visual arts through that program.
And of course, there's also the Pops concerts and much more. Unfortunately, we're out of time. Stephen Wilson, we're looking forward to Sunday's concert and to all of the candidates coming to the Central Valley, and looking forward to talking to all of these people and learning more about what makes them tick. We wish you the best.
Thanks so much, Joe. It was great to be here.